This is You and Your Stupid Face, a DCU's Batman Young Justice fanfic, written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Roy Harper, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Hell's Kitchen AU, Alternate Universe, No Superpowers, Competency Kink, Roy with Knives, Ridiculously Overcomplicated Recipes, Roy's Tattoos. Author's Notes. For Slothosaurus. Slothosaurus said, Roy Tim, MasterChef Hell's Kitchen AU, with Bruce as Gordon Ramsay. Opposing sides that end up flirting in the pantry? Lol, congrats! I haven't seen Hell's Kitchen in a long time, so... You're replacing Jason as sous chef for the next season. He's going on a tour to learn some new dishes. When Tim got called into Bruce's office, this is not what he was expecting. To be honest, he was expecting Bruce to tell him off for switching everyone to decaf behind his back. Something that no one else seems to have caught on to. No, Tim replies, out of complete reflex. No! Hell no! Fuck no! No! There is a list of reasons why Tim would be a terrible sous chef on Bruce's television show. He tells Bruce that. There's, like, a list of reasons why that is a terrible idea. Is that so? For one thing, I'm not good on camera. We can work around that. Oh, there's a we now, is there? Dick would be a better choice. Dick isn't good at cooking anything that isn't breakfast-related, and he doesn't take orders well. He's also too compassionate and would probably go easy on them. Jason doesn't take orders well, and he's been sous chef on your show for the past 7 years. Jason will listen to anyone as long as he gets a chance to make other people miserable. This is true. Then, why not Steph? She's pretty good at taking instruction, and she can cook things that aren't breakfast food. Stephanie's idea of gourmet is chicken and waffles. Have you tried Steph's chicken and waffles? Bruce raises an eyebrow. Tim tries not to squirm. He's 27, not 7. Yes, but Stephanie's chicken and waffles aren't exactly fried tempura vegetables with sweet sauce and asparagus, filet of rock sole backed in potatoes and cream sauce with a side of seasoned vegetables, plus dessert of slightly bittersweet caramel flan with a garnish of lindenberries. Tim grimaces when Bruce rattles off Tim's additions to their menu. Aren't you going with an oriental theme this season? At this point, Tim is grasping at straws. You should bring Cass in. Bruce gives Tim a look that blatantly says, "That's racist, Tim, and pathetic." Your sister can't actually cook. There's a reason why she's on security detail instead. Well, maybe I can cook and then she can just take the credit. Besides, Tim hopes that Bruce dies in a grease fire and that it's messy and horrible and prolonged. I'm really bad at being mean to people. I'm not an asshole. I'm not douchebag enough for this job. That is a blatant lie. And not one of Tim's best ones. Both Tim and Bruce resist the urge to look at the door, where muffled peals of laughter are. Because Tim's siblings are all piled up and eavesdropping instead of doing preparations for tonight. You made social services cry when you were 8. Bruce raises an eyebrow. When you were 8. And don't even pretend that you aren't thinking up some form of gross bodily harm to me right now. Tim slumps a little in his seat, pushes the toe of his shoe against Bruce's desk, and mumbles, "Well, it's not exactly polite to tell one's parental figure to die in a grease fire, is it?" "Look over the menu for the first week and get Jason to fill you in. You'll do fine at this," Bruce says, almost smiling. "That sadistic bastard! Besides, if you can handle Jason, you can handle some newbies, right?" Tim moves on to his last resort, slumping all the way, stomping his foot. "But Danny!" Bruce looks like he's going to surrender for half a second, and Tim can hear his siblings holding their breath outside the door. But Bruce folds his hands together and says, "Have Alfred bring you the profiles of the contestants." "I hate you." Tim is placed on the blue team, opposite of Damien. The only thing Tim can think is that at least Damien doesn't look any happier to be on Bruce's show than Tim is. At the very least, Bruce looks happy enough crushing people's hopes and dreams. A happy Bruce means a happy house. Tim first meets Roy Harper, who is actually on Damien's team at the moment, in the pantry, by accident. Technically, in the early rounds, Tim and Damien don't have to do anything during dinner service, but Tim gets bored and Damien gets mean. And because Bruce doesn't want his kids fucking up on television, he tells them to fuck things up for everyone else. So, Tim is in the middle of switching the labels on the blue team's spices, and Damien is doing something to mess with the vegetable crisper in the red team's pantry. And that's where Roy comes in. "Oh, hey." Tim does not drop the small container of paprika, but it's a close thing. "Aren't you supposed to be in the other kitchen?" "Aren't you supposed to be cooking?" Tim replies, because he is pretty sure that Roy Harper is supposed to be working on the fish station, and it's midway through service. Ergo, everyone who was working on appetizers is responsible for the occasional pantry raid. "Yeah, got switched off," Roy shrugs. "Your boss is an asshole, by the way." "It runs in the family," Tim replies. They stand around, awkward. And Tim fidgets a bit before. "Aren't you supposed to be doing something?" "Me? Please do me? On a table. Please. Holy God, your hands are actually the most attractive thing ever." "Oh, right." Roy blinks, edges around Tim to grab a container of pepper, and is actually sea salt. "See you. Good luck with service," Tim says. 5 minutes later, Tim hears Bruce's voice rattle the jars from all the way back in the pantry, and Damien gives him a high five. It's awesome, and Tim only feels a little bit guilty. "You switched the containers, didn't you?" Tim almost jumps. Instead, turns around and raises an eyebrow. "I have no idea what you're talking about." Roy crosses his arms. From what Tim remembers, Roy worked in the food truck business, but seriously, no one that well-defined has any business applying for Hell's Kitchen with cream puffs made by God. That's actually what Tim describes it as, because Damien brought him one and was, ugh, Why this? And narrows his eyes. You're actually an asshole, aren't you? I said it runs in the family, Tim says. Didn't Red Team lose the challenge? Aren't you supposed to be peeling and deveining shrimps for dinner service? Roy looks like he swallowed a lemon. Tim claps his hands and ushers him out of the back room. Well, chop chop, get to it. I actually hate you, Roy mutters. You and your stupid face. He said I have a stupid face, Tim mutters, as Damien shoves a casserole in his direction for taste testing. They're working on a new menu for the kitchen when the teams unify. Tim shoves a forkful into his mouth, sulks in Damien's direction, and tries not to admit that it's a damn good casserole. Well, his face is stupid too. You are both idiots, Damien says, folding his arms and leaning against the table. And do not even try to lie. My casserole can beat your stupid baked mayonnaise cheddar salmon any day of the week. No, it can't. My salmon is actually God's gift to man, Tim replies. And both would take too long for the rush orders, and they don't handle well for prep times. Which is why Bruce vetoed them both last time. That being said, I say we nominate them both again. Though we should try to come up with some sort of backup menu. Damien sighs, stabs at the casserole with his fork. Some sort of pasta, seafood or chicken, with a citrus sauce. We already have two beef dishes, not including steaks. Stuffed mushrooms as a side? Curry at one point. We'll need to include curry. They both point forks at each other. Japanese cheesecake with kiwi, strawberry, and vanilla cream. We are actually the best at this, Tim declares. Back to my point. I don't like him. No one said you did. His face is stupid. Who even has freckles that are simultaneously cute and drop-dead, let-me-drop-my-pants sexy? Is this where I make a comment along the lines of, no, you're stupid? No? Ugh, yes. Maybe. Ugh, feelings. Stupid Harper and his stupid cream puffs and his stupid biceps and his stupid face. You deserve each other. You think? Damien nods as he pokes at the casserole. You are officially my favorite, Tim declares. Damien perks up a bit. Does that mean you will finally tell me how you managed to make the 7-bone beef? Tim blinks. No. Damn! Go wake up the teams, Bruce says, and Tim curls deeper into his covers. Tim. Damien. Get up. Damien whines and squirms until his head is somewhere around Tim's shoulder blades. Boys. Tim opens one eye. And Damien kicks Tim's leg, repeatedly. They haven't shared a room since they were really little, and Tim wasn't even officially Bruce's kid then. Still, they tend to fall back on old habits when faced with a common enemy. A.K.A. working on Bruce's television show, which is just as much hell on them as it is on the contestants. Bruce looks completely unimpressed with them. Go wake up the teams. Tim whines. Tim? Ugh, Bruce brought out his, I'm your parent, do as I say because I don't actually know where to go from here, voice. Tim sighs and rolls out of the bed, bringing all the covers with him, and almost braining himself on the nightstand. Damien growls. Both of you get dressed and wake the teams. It's challenge day. There is something unholy in the way Bruce says challenge day, like it's D-Day or something. Damien purposefully steps on Tim as he runs for first shower, and Tim hisses into the darkness, clambers back onto the bed, and stares at the red lights of their alarm clock. It's 3 a.m., Tim whines, even though Bruce is already gone. 3 a.m.? I'm a college graduate. I did my time. The only upside to having to wake up first is that they get to eat before waking up the teams. Tim crams as many carbs as he can into his mouth, while Damien slathers butter over some cold pasta and proceeds to inhale it. Tim is not ashamed to admit they have a miniature slap fight over the first cup of coffee, because he wins, and there's no shame in winning. Then, as one, they stalk into the dorms, armed with pots and pans, and start raising hell. It's a lot like when they were younger and had to get Jason and Dick up for early morning classes. Except the contestants can't hunt them down and shove them in closets or hang them upside down in retaliation. One of the rooms is Roy Harper's, which Tim realizes, and Damien shoves him in said room's direction, even as Tim digs his heels into the carpet and hisses out bribes. I swear, first cup of coffee for 3 months. Just don't make me go in there. Oh my god, Damien, I will admit that your casserole is better than my salmon. Oh my god, Damien, oh my god. For about half a second, Tim just stands in Roy's doorway, gaping like a fish, because why this? Tim hears Damien cackle like the asshat he is before Tim sets his jaw and begins making as much noise as possible. Like that will somehow distract from shirtless, pantless, sprawled out on the covers, Roy Harper. Holy God, he has tattoos. Roy flails around, his roommate yelling and hitting his leg against the wall on accident, before falling off the bed, staring up at Tim. Slightly slack-jawed, and mostly, what the fuck? Tim pauses, and in the echoing silence, there's a mantra going through Tim's head, don't look, don't look, don't look, mutters, Schiff wants everyone in the dining room. Tim whirls around to leave, thinking, don't look, the entire time, except he does look, and holy God, his thighs! Damien gives Tim this look that makes Tim pause, consider his life choices, then hiss, you told them, didn't you? Grayson does worry about your virtue, Damien preens. The little asshole preens! Tim resists the urge to hit his younger brother over the head with a skillet. A burning skillet, covered in oil and sizzling bacon fat. Because bacon. Brown and Kane find your situation highly amusing. Also, Kane knew beforehand anyway. How the hell did Cass know? Because she's Cass. They're both standing behind Bruce, elbowing each other and generally being pests, and Bruce clears his throat. Boys. Causing them to freeze and stand at attention, just as the red and blue teams come in. Bruce does his whole one team now speech, and has them all switch out jackets for the unified black color. Tim tries very hard not to watch Roy change, but God, those biceps and fuck those tattoos! Fuck Tim! Like, please? As Bruce sets the teams up for the first task of the day, He lingers behind Tim, sending Damien on to observe, and says, low so that no one can hear, "Did it have to be a contestant?" Tim isn't phased so much as he's slowly dying of UST, because why this? You shouldn't even be surprised anymore. I hope you know what you're doing. Do I ever know what I'm doing when I'm not cooking? Bruce sighs and pats Tim's head like he's five. It was awkward then, and it's awkward now. But that's Bruce in a nutshell, so. Is that permission? Tim says as he trails after Bruce. There's a certain slump to his father figure's shoulders before he says, "If he makes one more burnt risotto, I am going to be so disappointed in your taste." So, on a scale of water to Jason's five-spice jalapeno death dip of doom, how hot is this guy? Dick says, as soon as Tim answers the phone. Tim considers it. He's a solid Alfred special cold remedy with a side of chili powder. There's a pause on the other end of the line before Stephanie, Dick must have put him on speaker, whispers, "You fucking liar! Give me some of that hot melty goodness!" "No, I saw him first," Tim says, because he's petty, and that's actually their system back home. "Oh, you needed this cilantro? Too bad, bitch. I got to it first. Now your salsa is just going to be sad and pathetic." It's either that or cram whatever it is in your mouth and hope to God that they don't want it anymore after that. Tim has a feeling that tactic in specific won't work. "So, do you intend on doing anything?" Dick asks. "Like, during or after the show?" "As soon as he's no longer a contestant. Or the winner, who knows. I'm going to climb him like a tree." "Tim, you suck at climbing trees. You broke your arm trying to climb a tree." "It's an expression." "Does Bruce know?" "Why do you think that Bruce has been extra mean to Roy?" "Well, his risotto does suck." "But his face is stupidly attractive. And tattoos!" "Fuck this," Steph sighs dreamily. "Next time, I'm going to be the sous chef and find me one tall, dark, and handsome, even if I have to kill Bruce to do it." "This is raw," Bruce hisses, and Tim quietly laughs in the background, even as Roy glares back. Tim ducks out, catches Damien's eye, and gets an exaggerated eye roll. Because Tim actually cannot handle listening to Bruce and Roy without laughing. Because he's an asshole. It's a family thing. Something about Bruce and Roy arguing about culinary techniques makes Tim really ridiculously happy. "Your dad is an asshole." Tim rolls his eyes. "I told you it runs in the family." "Why is it me? I mean, God, there were like a ton of other people who made mistakes tonight. Why was it me?" Tim blinks, looks up at where Roy is sort of slumped over the countertop, leans in, and kisses him. "That's why," Tim says, when he pulls away and resumes slipping through the cooking magazine that Damien lent him. "You should get back to cleaning. The counter isn't going to clean itself." "Oh," Roy says, eyes wide. "Oh." "That's right. Oh." Tim makes a non-committal noise and dog-ears a recipe for stuffed peppers, just as Roy tugs at Tim's belt loops and pulls him in for another kiss. "Oh." Roy grins, and Tim has this sort of weird heart palpitation that he's only read about in Jason's romance novels. Then Tim shoves a bottle of cleaner in Roy's face and walks off. Don't forget to clean the grill. Roy calls out after him. I hate your stupidly attractive face. Tim thinks he's in love. Later, Damien makes a face. You sigh like a Disney princess. Tim makes sure his next sigh is extra dreamy, just to piss him off. Roy doesn't win Hell's Kitchen, but he is in the final three, so Tim thinks that should give him some credit. He burns risotto, Jason says. Not even Dick is that pathetic, and he's pretty much incompetent at anything that exceeds breakfast. Excuse you, my breakfasts are orgasms in the mouth, Dick protests. Bruce looks like he wants to be anywhere but here. Roy looks torn between running, because this is Bruce, who's been yelling in his face for the past how many weeks? And laughing, because this is comedy gold right here. Tim understands that feeling, so he sits on Roy to make sure he doesn't go anywhere. I plan on working on that. Very thoroughly. Tim folds his arms. Also, I don't think you're one to judge, considering that I had to teach you how to make scrambled eggs. Your eggs are ridiculously fancy pants. Jason makes a face. Like, eggs don't need to be that complicated. My eggs are perfect. Even Dick thinks so, and he's king of breakfast. It's true, Dick says, trying to lean and get a better view of Roy. Hey there, third place. I have a name. Yeah, it's third place. Stephanie cackles. So, you work food trucks? I used to. You can't have him, Tim says, pushing Steph's face when she leans in. I saw him first. I licked him and everything. He's mine. Damien puts his face into his hands, and Bruce has an eye twitch going. Dick throws his head back and cackles like a maniac. Jason looks like he's either going to congratulate someone or commit murder. With Jason, it's always a toss-up. Cass is, as usual, unfazed by everything. The closest anyone has ever gotten to seeing Cass be surprised was that one time with the condoms, and that was more of an incredulous, "Are you sure about that?" than anything. "Everyone out of my kitchen," Bruce says, shooting a look at their cabinet full of disinfectant. "Now, I hate you all." "No, you don't," Tim sing-songs, along with his siblings, plus Steph, who firmly denies any form of tie with them when in public, and Roy. The end. Reader's notes. I have such a soft spot for literally any kind of Food Network AU, food competition AU. Give me the thing where people are competent with knives and cooking and making ridiculous assholes of themselves. I love it so much. Thank you to Hearts Logos for having blanket permission to Podfic. I fully intend to frolic my way through your entire back catalog. It's going to be amazing. And, yeah. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And, have a nice day.